Good afternoon. A cold front continues to slide through the region from west to east. It's on its way toward the eastern seaboard, where it will stall out. The air mass behind this front is decidedly colder, with temperatures this morning dropping a solid 10 degrees into the middle and upper 30s. Readings will hold in this range through the remainder of the afternoon, with mainly dry weather, as most of the precipitation associated with the front gets pushed off the eastern seaboard. On the tail end of the front, a new wave of low pressure developing out of the Gulf of Mexico and into the Tennessee Valley will continue to track along the front and south of Long Island and east of New England overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow. With this track, precipitation will move back into the region after dark tonight and mainly in the form of snow. Areas that will see the least amount of snow will be closer to the Canadian border in the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont. In these locations, just a few snow showers will take place, simply too far away from the low track. Along the I-90 corridor, the I-88 corridor, and into the greater Capital District, central and southern Vermont, and central parts of Massachusetts from I-90 and points north, as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow will fall overnight tonight. In the southern Catskills, across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England, we will have a sloppy mixture of snow, sleet, and some freezing rain, changing to all snow, with 1 to 3 inches possible overnight. Precipitation will wind down as the low departs off the eastern seaboard late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. Temperatures will pull back into the 20s. During the day tomorrow, behind this system, a cold northwesterly wind flow will set up. We'll have a return to some sunshine mixed with clouds, and temperatures will top out in the lower to middle 30s. Even colder air will build in for the day on Sunday. Sunshine to start the day, followed by increasing clouds with highs in the 20s to around 30. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and east, where another low-pressure center will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and work toward the Great Lakes. A secondary low will form along the eastern seaboard, and this will help keep some of the cold air from Sunday locked in place. Precipitation will break out in the form of snow overnight Sunday night into Monday, then we'll have a transition to some sleet and freezing rain Monday morning, and just plain rain showers in the afternoon as temperatures climb into the 30s. Either way, it looks like Monday morning's commute will be messy as well. Breezy and colder weather on Tuesday in the lower 30s, then 20s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories continue for the Deep South and Texas, across the Ozarks, into the lower Ohio Valley and southern tier of New York. An ice storm warning is in effect for the Ozarks into the Mississippi Valley. Significant icing is going on right now as a wave of low pressure emerges out of the Gulf of Mexico and heads toward the Tennessee Valley, pulling in ample moisture. This could lead to a disruption in infrastructure, including difficult travel and issues with aviation. North of the ice zone, precipitation will be all snow, and as much as 3 to 6 inches will accumulate around Oklahoma City and just south of St. Louis. Further north, the cold air itself will be making headlines as temperatures will struggle to even get above zero. Parts of the upper Midwest and northern plains will experience wind chill values between 20 and 30 below. And out west, another storm is producing snow and freezing temperatures for a large part of California into the Great Basin. Sub-freezing temperatures are expected even into Las Vegas, with snow in the mountains outside of San Diego. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Key West, Florida, to a low of 38 below zero at Maybell, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and fog, temperatures falling into the 50s, Boston, cloudy with rain, readings falling into the 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 25, the record high, 68, set in 2001, and the record low, 5 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning is at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers this afternoon, with temperatures holding in the 30s. Cloudy tonight with light snow likely closer to Glens Falls, a few flurries and snow showers elsewhere with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with a few rain showers this afternoon, with a steadier rain moving back in after dark. Temperatures falling through the 40s and into the 30s. Any rain will transition to sleet and snow overnight tonight, with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles or snow showers through the rest of the day today, with temperatures topping out in the 30s. Light snow likely tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few scattered showers through the rest of the afternoon, as temperatures will hold in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Any rain this evening will transition to sleet and snow overnight tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles left over through the afternoon and rain showers moving back in later this evening. Temperatures will continue to slide slowly through the 30s during the day. Snow developing tonight and continuing overnight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any snow will wind down early in the morning, giving way to a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder weather in the afternoon, lower to mid 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday, near 30. Snow overnight Sunday night into Monday morning, sleet and freezing rain as the sun comes up, changing to plain rain showers with temperatures in the middle to upper 30s Monday afternoon. Dry on Tuesday, colder with a wind out of the northwest, keeping temperatures in the lower 30s, then blustery and cold Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.